Okay, let's get into this. It's February 2026. If I asked you right now to close your eyes and picture artificial intelligence, what comes to mind, honestly?
I mean, for most people, I think it's still just a chat window, right? Or, you know, maybe the sleek, silent cloud floating around somewhere.
Yeah, something weightless.
Totally weightless. Dispensing poems and code for free. It feels like magic.
Exactly. It feels ethereal. We think of AI as just dot code, as logic. But today, we're going to completely shatter that illusion. We've got a reality check that is going to land pretty heavy. We're doing a deep dive into this mega report from Taken Knight and Taken Plus called The Silent War: Energy at the Core of AI Evolution. And let me tell you, the picture it paints is it's not weightless at all. It's concrete, it's high voltage cables.
And billions of gallons of water. It's a fascinating pivot, really. We've spent, what, the last decade obsessing over software, the algorithms, the neural nets.
All of it.
But this report basically argues that era, the software era, is over. We're in the age of physics now.
Physics and money. A lot of money. Here's the number that just made my jaw drop. In 2026 alone, the big three, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, have invested a record-breaking amount.
$185 billion.
$185 billion in 1 year.
And just to put that number in context for a second, that's more than the entire annual GDP of a lot of countries.
Like which ones?
It's more than the GDP of Ukraine or Morocco. This isn't just, you know, a business expense. It's a capital injection on a planetary scale.
Here's the kicker, and this is what we need to wrap our heads around. They're not just buying code with that money.
No, not at all. They're buying energy infrastructure. They are, in effect, pivoting from being software companies to becoming utility providers.
That is a wild thought. So our mission today is to unpack what that money is buying. We're going to look at why data centers are turning into power plants, and here's where it gets really real for you listening: why this whole thing means the party's over for free and unlimited AI.
It is truly the end of an era. The silent war in the report. It's not fought with software. It's fought with electricity and water and land. And whoever wins is going to control the future of intelligence.
So let's dive in. Segment one: from cloud to concrete, we have this $185 billion figure. Why? Why are software companies, companies that live in bits and bytes, suddenly spending almost $200 billion on hardware?
Because AI is hungry. I think we underestimate how hungry it is. When you type a prompt into a chatbot or ask for an image, you know, a cat on a surfboard, Van Gogh style,
Right.
it feels instant, it feels free. But behind that screen, that request triggers this massive, massive chain
It
reaction.
wakes up the beast.
Literally, it wakes up these incredibly powerful chips, the NVIDIA H100s, the new B200s. And these are not like the chip in your laptop, they are energy sinks. When a cluster of them fires up to process your requests, they generate so much heat.
And draw a ton of power.
A massive surge of power.
Wait, every time I ask for a pasta recipe, I'm actually spiking the grid.
You are. And when you multiply your request by billions of requests a day, the grid starts to tremble. The report makes it clear. Processing power is now directly tied to energy security. You can't have one without the other.
That sounds incredibly precarious.
It is, which is why these companies, Microsoft, Amazon, they're not just software companies anymore. The report says they're energy buyers,
Energy buyers.
the world's largest. They looked at the public grid and just said, nope, not reliable enough, not growing fast enough. So they're taking it into their own hands.
Yeah.
They're signing these 20-year contracts with old nuclear power plants.
Hold on. They're resurrecting old nuclear plants.
Yes. Restarting decommissioned ones in some cases. And they're investing directly in SMRs, small modular reactors.
So mini nukes for their data centers.
Essentially, yeah. They're not just plugging into the wall anymore. They're trying to own the power plant. They need to make sure their artificial brains never, ever go offline.
Wow. It's like a car rental company buying an oil refinery just to make sure they always have gas.
That's a perfect analogy. And it physically changes the landscape. I mean, if you drive around the outskirts of Northern Virginia or parts of Dubai,
It's not just office parks anymore.
no. The report calls them massive industrial complexes. You see water tanks, high voltage substations, cooling towers.
That's where the report introduces that key term for 2026.
Data center as a power plant, or DC as power plant. It's a total integration of energy generation and digital processing.
So the cloud actually looks like a factory.
Factory that eats gigawatts for lunch.
Which brings us to the next big problem. You've got the money, the $185 billion. You want to build these DC as power plants, But you can't just drop them anywhere, can you? It's not a Starbucks.
Not even close. This is what the report calls the triple threat. To build one of these mega data centers now, you need three very specific things all in the same place. And that's rare.
Okay, break it down for us. What's the triple threat?
First, you need a stable, massive power source. I mean, a direct line to a high voltage grid.
Okay, power, number one.
Second, you need a massive source of water for cooling. And we'll get into just how massive in a second.
And the third piece.
Strategic land. And the key is, it has to be close to the global fiber optic backbone.
Why does that proximity matter so much? Can't you just run a longer cable?
You can, but then physics gets in the way again. Latency, the speed of light. If you're too far from the internet's main arteries, you introduce lag. And in the AI world, milliseconds matter.
So, huge power, huge water, and right on top of the internet. I'm guessing that Venn diagram doesn't have a big overlap?
It is tiny. The report says finding land with all three is, and I'm quoting here, like finding gold in the desert.
And I know my basic economics.
No.
When supply is that low,
prices go through the roof. Land prices near these high voltage grids are up 500%. 500% in just the last 18 months.
It's a land rush.
It is. But, you know, the land price is a problem for the companies. The water issue, that's becoming a huge environmental and social problem.
Yeah, let's talk about the water, because I don't think of computers as being particularly thirsty.
It all comes back to that heat. Processing these huge models, like GPT-5, generates an insane amount of thermal energy. To keep the servos from literally melting, you have to cool them. And the cheapest way is evaporative cooling.
So they're just sweating the heat away.
Basically, yeah. They spray water, it evaporates, it carries the heat away with it. But that water is gone forever. We're talking millions of liters of water per day for one facility.
Millions of liters?
Yeah.
Daily. That has to be causing friction.
Oh, absolutely. The report calls it town versus tech. You have cities, actual municipalities, that are stopping new permits for data centers. They're just saying, look, we don't have enough electricity or water left for our actual residents.
So is a choice between running an AI model or, I don't know, watering the local farms?
That's the choice. It's the digital world colliding head-on with the physical world. It's an energy equity issue, plain and simple.
Which forces the tech companies to get creative. They have to innovate.
They have to. Which brings us to the engineering side of this war. If you can't get more space or more water, how do you keep these things cool?
Right. What's the tech fix?
Well, they're rethinking the whole environment, moving away from just blasting them with air conditioning to something called full immersion cooling.
Immersion. As in you dunk the computer in liquid.
That's basically it, yeah. They submerge entire server racks in a special non-conductive dielectric liquid.
Wait, okay, if I drop my phone in the sink, it's game over. How does this not short out everything?
Because the fluid is special. It's synthetic. It doesn't conduct electricity at all, so the electronics are perfectly safe. But it's incredible at absorbing heat. Way, way better than air.
So the chips are just swimming in this stuff.
They are. And because you don't need fans or big air corridors, you can pack everything much, much closer together.
So you save space.
A lot of space. The stats in the report are pretty wild. It says this tech lets you use 30% less space while getting double the processing output.
That's a huge efficiency gain.
And there's a bonus the engineers love. Because everything's closer, the data doesn't have to travel as far, it cuts latency, it's micro-optimizations.
That is some serious sci-fi stuff. And speaking of which, there was that example in the report from Sweden. That one really stood out to me.
Oh, yeah, the Stockholm Data Parks. That's a beautiful example of what they call circular economics.
So walk me through that. What are they doing?
Okay, so normally all the heat from the servers is just waste. It's a problem you pay to get rid of. But in Stockholm, they capture that waste heat and they pump it into the city's district heating system. They use it to warm the buildings above it.
You're kidding me. So the heat from someone generating an image of a cat is literally keeping an apartment in Stockholm warm.
That's exactly it. It's integrating AI into the planet's thermal ecosystem. It changes the story from AI is a parasite to AI is part of our energy cycle.
That feels like the only sustainable way forward.
Oh,
but, and this is a big but. I'm guessing that stuff isn't cheap.
Not at all. Retrofitting for immersion cooling, building heat pipelines.
It costs billions.
And someone has to pay for it.
Precisely. And that right there is the so what for everyone listening. Because you might be thinking, okay, that's cool, servers in Sweden. But how does this affect me?
Well, the free ride is over. The report is very, very clear on this. The era of free and unlimited AI was the customer acquisition phase. Now we are entering the era of GPU queuing.
GPU queuing. That sounds annoying.
It will be. We're so used to getting an answer instantly. But with this energy crunch, even people with premium subscriptions are going to start seeing servers are under heavy load. Please wait.
It's like a traffic jam on the internet.
Exactly. And just like a toll road, if you pay more, you get the express lane. Prioritization is coming. The report says critical commercial tasks, you know, big finance companies, hospitals, they get first priority.
And making a funny meme for my friends.
Dead last. You're in the slow lane.
So just for messing around, I get stuck in traffic.
Yep. And to stay in that fast lane, the cost is going up. That old $20 a month subscription is moving to $30, $40, maybe even $50 for truly uncapped access.
That's a big jump.
It is. And a new metric is coming that's going to change everything. The report predicts that by the end of this year, most platforms are going to shift to energy credits.
Okay, break that down. What's an energy credit?
Think of it like a mobile data plan, but for compute power, you get a certain allowance of energy each month.
Right.
So a simple text summary might cost you one credit, but rendering a high-def video or a complex piece of code that might cost 50 credits. You go over your limit, you pay extra, or you get throttled.
Wow. So AI is shifting from being this public utility to... what, a luxury item?
A semi-luxury tool is how they put it. It forces you to be mindful. You won't use a massive energy-guzzling model to write a two-sentence email anymore.
Because it would be a waste of your credits. It's a huge mindset shift. We've been trained that digital is infinite. This makes it finite.
It ties the digital action back to a real physical cost. It's rational, but it's going to be a shock.
So we have the cost to us, the cost to the companies. But there's an even bigger piece here. The report calls it the geopolitical layer.
Yes. Because if data centers are power plants, then the countries that control the energy, they control the AI.
And Silicon Valley has always been king. Is that changing?
It's losing its crown, yeah. The report shows this major geographic shift happening right now. Silicon Valley is too expensive. The grid is strained. You can't just build another gigawatt campus there.
So where's the new Silicon Valley?
Well, the report lists a few new hotspots: Iceland, Texas, Canada, Dubai.
Iceland and Dubai. Fire and ice? Why there?
Cheap, stable energy. Iceland has geothermal and hydro. Plus, it's naturally cold, which helps. Dubai has massive solar projects and can build infrastructure at an unbelievable speed.
And Texas.
Texas has its own power grid and huge resources. Wind, solar, gas. The cost per kilowatt hour is just a fraction of California's.
So the servers are literally migrating to where the food is.
Exactly. And that changes the metric for success. By 2027, the winner of the AI race isn't the company with the most employees in a cool office. It's the company with the best nuclear power purchase agreements.
The future of the internet isn't just fiber optics anymore. It's high voltage cables.
That is the new backbone.
So let's bring it back to you, the listener. We've painted this picture of scarcity, rising costs. If I'm just a regular user, how do I adapt to this?
The report has a great suggestion. Become your own chief energy officer.
I like that. What does that mean?
It's all about efficiency. First, stop using the biggest model for every little thing. We're seeing the rise of small language models, SLMs. They're lightweight, they run with very little energy, and they're perfect for summarizing an email.
Don't use a cannon to swat a fly.
That's it. Don't use GPT-5 for a grocery list. Second, get better at prompting. If you can get the right answer in one try instead of five, you save your energy credits. You save money.
So prompt engineering is becoming an economic skill.
It's about your economic survival in this new ecosystem. The future belongs to people who can get the most intelligence for the least energy.
That's a powerful takeaway. We have to be smarter about how we use these smart tools.
We have to respect the physics of it again.
Okay, so let's recap. We started with the massive $185 billion spending spree. We saw how data centers are becoming industrial power plants.
We went through the triple threat power, water, and land, and why that's making prices skyrocket.
We looked at the crazy tech fixes, like immersion cooling, the toaster in the bathtub, and the geopolitical shift to places like Iceland. And we landed on the energy credits that are about to show up on our bills.
It's a total transformation of the digital landscape.
It really is. It puts a physical weight back onto the cloud.
You know, there's one final thought from the report that I can't shake. It's pretty provocative.
Lay it on us.
If we're building data centers that are power plants, if we're rerouting rivers for cooling and heating our cities with server exhaust, We aren't just building a digital tool anymore.
What are we doing?
We are physically terraforming the planet to accommodate a new species of intelligence. We are changing the geography of Earth to make it comfortable for AI. The internet is no longer just a network. It has a physical geography. And the question is, are we ready to share our water, our land, our electrons with this new entity?
That is a lot to chew on. We're terraforming Earth for AI. I'm going to be thinking about that the next time I ask for a limerick.
As you should. It costs more than you think.
And on that very heavy note, we're going to wrap this deep dive. Thanks for listening. And remember, in this silent war, be smart, be efficient, and maybe keep an eye on your energy credits. We'll catch you on the next one. Stay curious.